Strange Adventure.
Early in the 13th century, the hordes of Genghis Khan had swept easterly into the Empire of Cathay. While the main body of Genghis Khan's Mongols was engaging the Cathayan army in the field, a band of his raiders commanded by Chepe Noyan laid siege to the city of Liaoyang. The general, defending the city of Liaoyang, addressed his men.
The Mongols have taken none of our cities, even though they have defeated some of our armies in the field. Their only wall is their fierceness, while we have a wall of stone. If we keep all gates closed, we can fight them off and their empire of Cathay will stand.
Yes, General Quang. Today one of our spies brought word that the army encamped before our walls is growing tired and weak from so much fighting. The Mongols fear that a great force of Cathayan warriors is coming to our rescue.
So, then we shall give them cause for fright. Take a small party of men tonight and creep to the rear of the Mongol camp, where they have built their horse pens. Steal as many horses as you need, and something that will leave a trail of dust as you drag it across the desert. In the morning, you will ride behind that low rise in the distance, stirring up a great cloud of dust. The stupid warriors of the invaders will believe it is the advancing relief army. Is that not a good stroke of strategy?
The next morning, the warriors of Chepe Noyan were surprised to see a rapidly advancing swirl of dust in the distance, rising from behind a protecting ridge of low rocky hills. The invaders sprang to their posts, ready for battle. Then a scout rode into camp and hurried to the tent of Chepe Noyan.
Master, the dust is not from a great army of Cathayans, but only from a score of horsemen dragging logs as a ruse to frighten us away from the city.
Well, then we must give the simple-minded Cathayans within the city that very impression. Call my lieutenants to my tent.
It was almost midday when the soldiers upon the walls of Liaoyang gazed in surprise at the scene being enacted upon the desert. The Mongol army was in wild, confused flight. General Quang's ruse had worked better than expected. Not only had the invaders fled from the phantom army they had seen approaching, but they had deserted baggage carts and supplies, their entire camp. The jubilant Cathayans rushed to the plain and plundered the deserted camp. Every gate stood wide open as they trudged back and forth, carrying their loot into the city. The Mongols had ridden slowly until they were out of sight of Liaoyang. Then they mounted fresh horses and galloped back, arriving before the city when the Cathayans were loaded with booty. Chepe Noyan gave an order. The Mongols charged across the plain, catching the Cathayans by surprise. The walls of courage and the walls of stone crumbled under the terrific onslaught, and another obstacle was swept from the path of Genghis Khan's golden horde. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Courageous Heart, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.